Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
7:40 on this Thursday morning. Coming up next month, it's the Tee Off for Kids golf outing for the Child Abuse Neglect Council. Joining us right now, the director of the St. Clair County Child Abuse Neglect Council, Sherry Archibald. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Paul.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It is so nice to be here and see you in person.
Nice to see you as well. You were able to do the golf outing last year, weren't you?
We were. We were able to have the golf outing by splitting the flights and having a morning flight and an afternoon flight where we didn't have as many people at each round of golf so that we were able to keep people separated, give some social distancing, and then we just sold out as if it were one and we split the crowd.
And you're going to do that again this year, and it makes sense because there are some people that can make the morning and might not be able to do the afternoon, vice versa. This gives everybody a chance to play.
It does. So last year went so well having a morning and an afternoon. We decided to offer that again, not so much this time for social distancing, though that does help. But since we're outside, it was more of a way to allow people morning or afternoon if they prefer and to allow us to fill more spots in the golf outing.
There you go.
So, and the other thing that it does, and if you've ever played in a charity outing, we all know they can take hours and hours.
Mm-hmm.
So by splitting that and having a morning flight and an afternoon flight, we will assure a good pace of play, and we won't be looking at a 5-6-7 hour round of golf. We should be done in a 3-4 hour instead.
There you go. This is on Monday, July 12th, so mark your calendar. We'll give everybody all the details about how to get involved and things like that. But I want to just kind of take a step back, Sherry, and talk about what this year has been like at the Child Abuse and Neglect Council.
We have experienced some things that we've not experienced in the past. Very different having children locked up. Most of our calls and reports come from schools. So with kids not in the schools all of last year and this year, things have been a little different. We're seeing calls come in from different places, definitely different age brackets. And very interesting for us to track what would happen during the COVID period. Very concerned about kids being shut in home and not being seen, so not being able to report. But we've went from a historic 6 to 11-year-old is our largest population of what we interview at our office to more of a teen. And so it's interesting, we don't know why yet on how those calls came in, why that flip, but we've seen a lot more teenagers. And then as school picked back up and they went back in person, we saw our numbers climb significantly from 12 to 15 interviews a month up to 24, 28, 32. So a huge difference once kids got back out into public, people seeing them having that connection and people to talk to.
Yeah, it was such a stressful year for so many people for so many different reasons. I could just imagine that might have seen some abuse just escalate in the past year.
Absolutely. There's been an increase in domestic violence and physical abuse in our community. As you know, about 95% of the children that we interview in our office are child sexual abuse cases. So it was, if you don't have that connection and you don't have somebody to talk to, somebody to tell your story to, it's hard then to start that process of how do we get them that report done, how do we get them into our office, and then how do we get them the help afterwards to help them heal.
Yeah, that's a big part of what the Child Abuse Neglect Council does, but not the only thing you do. I mean, you do so many different things.
We do, and most important, but unfortunately our smallest piece of the pie is our prevention education. We provide prevention education to every elementary, middle, and high school in St. Clair County. The goal there truly is, can we stop it before it happens? So we're out into the schools trying to teach the children how to protect themselves. And in the event that that doesn't happen, when and how to tell, to make sure that they do tell, letting them know it is not okay, and that they can tell any trusted adult so that we can put a stop to it if it has started. But our main goal is stop it before it starts.
Yeah. Well, it's really important work, and it couldn't be done without the generosity of this community, could it?
Absolutely not. It's been a challenging couple of years for not only businesses, but nonprofits everywhere. Not being able to have big events. We canceled our annual dinner last year, canceled it again this year. Our golf outing was down last year for obvious reasons, having to limit how many people could come out. So all of that, that affects our bottom line, makes it very difficult to perform the services. But we've been plugging along, and we were fortunate to be a part of the big give yesterday. So thank you to the Community Foundation and all of the people who chose our organization to donate to. And we just continue to move forward and hope people continue to support us so that we can provide the services to the children of St. Clair County.
Big way they can do that is with the 10th annual Tee Off for Kids golf outing that's coming up Monday, July 12th at the St. Clair Golf Club. Tee off times at 8 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can do afternoon or morning golf, whichever you prefer. How do people sign up for this?
So we're looking forward to seeing how this goes what we're going to call a non-COVID year, and having a morning and afternoon flight. The morning flight, again, 8 o'clock. Afterwards, they will receive lunch. And then the afternoon flight at 1 o'clock, when they are done, they will receive dinner. People can sign up a number of ways. First and foremost, you can call our office at 966-9911. But you can also go to our Facebook page and our website at sccstopchildabuse.org. And you can register right online. The forms are out there. Click on events. You'll find the Tee Off for Kids Sake. And literally, you can fill the form online, pay for it right online. Everything is done, and you're registered, and it's complete before you even get there.
It's a four-person scramble, so get your foursome together, right?
It is, and though we love to have foursomes sign up all at once, we do accept individual and two-people teams. So if we start to fill up, we'll pair them up with other people. If we don't, we will have twosomes go out as well. But we really do hope to have teams of four, both morning and afternoon. Afternoon is filling up quickly. So once the afternoon is full, if somebody really wants afternoon, we will ask them if they can play in the morning and move them to morning. If they can't, obviously, then we'll just refund their registration.
All right. And it wouldn't be a golf outing without a silent auction, 50-50 drawings, all that fun stuff, right?
We do all of that on a smaller scale, especially since, you know, again, it's very difficult. And I think we heard this when you were speaking about the big give this morning. Difficult to go around and ask organizations to donate items, to donate money for auction. So though we have one, it'll be a little smaller than normal. And we're really looking for golfers and sponsors and asking people to contribute. That way you get a little fun for your money as opposed to handing us something that we can auction off. But we will have a little bit of that as well.
All right. Monday, July 12th at the St. Clair Golf Club. It shouldn't hurt to be a child. So help out the Child Abuse Neglect Council. Sherry, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
And thank you for having me, Paul.
Sherry Archibald with us on WPHM.